And welcome to the Jags of the Roundtable. JP Shadrick, Brian Sexton, John Osier. It's free agency week, guys.
Almost free agency week.
Yeah.
Almost free agency week.
Getting
starts
there.
Tomorrow.
It does.
Or did it start Saturday?
We'll see.
Let's start with that. The negotiation period that the league established has thrown a wrench into things, expanded the negotiations, I suppose. Now the league has pushed back a little bit, saying that teams are announcing too much too early.
I don't know that it threw a wrench into it, JP. I think it greased it. I mean, I think it got everything started a whole lot faster. I, for the life of me, John, cannot figure out why the league is talking about investigating tampering. When you said the negotiating period opens on Saturday, what did you expect?
Right. The reality is if teams that wanted to be involved with this weren't involved with this and getting some pretty, I guess, hard details and hard back and forth going on, then you were so far behind the train you weren't going to be able to catch up. So this is where we're at.
This has had an anti-tampering effect, if you want my opinion. Take Randall Cobb as an example, right? Mm-hmm. So if Cobb is out there negotiating and his agent is getting numbers from other teams, he can go back to the Packers, and they can actually have an advantage in getting him back in negotiating that number over the next couple of days.
One of the uptakes out of this is it will have helped
a couple
the player stay with the current team.
Then how's it tampering?
Is it bad or good? It's good for the current team.
Yeah, exactly. So it's not tampering.
Let's go.
So what's the problem?
Let's go to each side of the ball. We'll start on offense. Names reported to be tied to the Jaguars. Thomas, the tight end from the Broncos. Parnell, the tackle from the Cowboys. Just reports. Nothing's official until it's official here on Jaguars.com. But if those reports prove to be true, where does the Jaguars offense sit now?
Well, I think they're better, certainly. I mean, if the right tackle's true, then you've addressed a spot that everybody knew they had to address. Same with tight end. I think what becomes interesting now is, where do you go at receiver if it looks like those high profile names are gone and then running back is out there with DeMarco Murray being mentioned hard to the Jaguars? I don't, you know, I'm questionable on that one yet, but it's certainly a name that's being associated with. So could be a lot more, but even if nothing else happens, I think they've upgraded.
Well, I mean, can you imagine the reigning offensive player of the year leaving his team? I mean, it just seems, especially a guy in Murray that had 392 carries. I mean, that part of it has you scratching your head. The running back part is obviously a concern because you could overpay for a position that can be gone like that, especially with some guys in the draft.
At the same time, this year, the cap situation is so unique with the
Jags. I guess
you
can't really mess it up.
That I'm usually no running back in free agency. This year, because of the situation, I think it's a little different.
On the defensive side, one real name has been tied to the Jags through reports. That's Odrick, the tackle from Miami. Now, this is a group. This is a Jaguars group that's already re-signed two guys in restricted free agency back.
So, well, it calls into question future Red Bryan out there because it sounds like Odrick would play that outside end spot. They've already re-signed Tyson, so I think it makes you better there. Red Bryan is 31 years old, probably not the overall future, and you brought in a guy who clearly they hope can be a core guy out there going forward. So good move, and he's a good player, former first-round pick.
You know, you'd like to solve the safety issue. Free safety was a problem for the Jaguars last year. McCourty was obviously the big name, and he ended up staying. There are a few other guys whose names are being bandied about, but it's not a great free agent pool for free safety, and it's not really a great draft for safety. So you kind of like to see one of those guys be a solution for them, but not at a price that doesn't make sense.
Looks like they're going to have to get creative there.
Yeah, exactly. I would like to see them add some quality depth at linebacker, too.
Well, and you wonder if now that becomes a situation where maybe you draft those spots and try to get young and fast at the linebacker position.
All the rumor is about to come to an end at 4 o'clock Tuesday. Are you guys ready?
I am ready. I know you're ready. You're always ready.
Well, yeah, but it's been fun to kind of see. I mean, the Twitter just keeps going and going and going. And the league has done a masterful job of putting itself front and center. I mean, it's number one.
It's always a 24/7 news site.
Absolutely.
Strap in and hang on. Free agency is here. And that's it for Jags of the Roundtable.